This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Deciding to go on the show, that's a bit of an ultimate honeymoon for the two of you, really, going on the show and being a part of that. Why did you want to be a part of it?
Well, we're just seriously super fans of the show. Like, we've watched it growing up as kids, and it was just such an iconic show. So when we heard it was coming back, we're like, this is amazing. This is going to be such a crazy adventure. We felt like it was silly if we didn't. It has us written all over it. We love outrageous, spontaneous adventures, and to be able to do it together was just iconic. And then when we got on it, it was just like, this can't be real. Like I said before, like, we watched it growing up, so it just didn't feel real.
Was it what you expected? Because when you watch a show on TV, you're like, oh, I can handle that challenge. That doesn't seem that too hard. I guess it's a whole different kettle of fish when you're actually doing it.
It was 1,000 times harder than we thought. Like, we binge-watched and we're like, oh, look at these idiots. Like, they can't even read a clue properly. Like, they went the complete wrong direction. Oh, they couldn't even do that basic challenge. But then when you've got, like, a camera in your face and there's other teams finishing before you and, like, the pressure that show create, you literally can't even read properly. Your mind's just in a completely different place. It's hectic.
Were you surprised by any of the locations that you went to?
100%. Like, some of the places they sent us to, I never in my wildest dreams thought I'd get to go to them in my life. I've always wanted to go to Africa. So when we read that clue and found out we're going to Africa, we were just both fist pumping. We couldn't believe it. Lion King's like our favourite movie in the world, and like, oh my God, we're going to the birthplace of the Lion King. This is iconic. So Africa was definitely up there with the sort of pinch yourself moment. Another one would be Korea. I never thought I'd ever go to Korea, but that was just craziness. In Korea, it was just so many people, so many cars, so much like hustle and bustle. It was insane.
I didn't even know where Mongolia was.
Yeah.
The producer was like, we're going somewhere so iconic, but she wouldn't tell us where it was. And then we ripped open the envelope, and they will always want you to be like super enthusiastic and energized, and we're like, Mongolia, and then we walked off camera and went, where the fuck's Mongolia?
Were you concerned though, because being a gay married couple, it's a whole different story when you're just in this scenario with the producers. I mean, obviously the show's going to look after you, but you don't know where you're going. Were you guys a bit concerned that maybe you'd end up in a place that possibly wasn't going to be as accepting of homosexuality?
Well, but going into it, the producers were like really good about it. They actually just said to us, like you are our gay team. We love you. We're so proud of you, boys. But we are going into countries where it isn't accepted. It's still illegal to be gay in some of the, especially the African countries. So, like, they just said to, like, keep the public displays of affection to a minimum, like in public areas and all of that sort of thing. But I don't think I ever felt like necessarily unsafe as such because of our sexuality, but it was definitely in the back of our minds going like, are we actually in any sort of danger here?
I mean, I guess you're a part of a team as well, so you're a big group there. It's not like you guys wouldn't be drawing attention, so it would make that even more difficult because all eyes would kind of be on you.
Yeah, it was crazy, mate, because it looks like we're just running around by ourselves, but like you said, there's heaps of producers, there's heaps of cameramen, heaps of sound people. So you're with a big crew. Plus we have security as well. So it's people running around who are watching out for our safety. There were definitely times where we thought, oh, should we hold hands? Should we not? Or I wanted to give him a kiss because I was so happy. Or we'd survived. I wanted to hug him and kiss him. I thought, wait, I want to do this, but I don't think it's the right decision because we're in Africa and it might be a little bit dangerous. But we just said, no matter what happens, no matter where we are, we're always going to jump onto that mat hand in hand. And we did every single time, which we're both really proud of.
What was one of the worst experiences of the entire show?
I reckon the worst experience for me, I don't know if you watched the whole thing, but riding the camels in Mongolia in the desert, I was like bouncing up and down on that camel, sobbing. It didn't show, but I was literally crying on that camel because I thought we were going home. I was like, this is it, all over and done. We're like, let's pack our bags, we're going home. And that's when Chris fell off the camel and we took over and we were safe in the end, but I literally thought we were done. I was
so sad. I don't know why he was crying. I'm the one that was carrying Tim and the camel through the desert.
What was the relationship like with the other teams? Because obviously when we look at the show, we see that there's a bit of rivalry, there's competitiveness, but there's also some great connection that you've got.
To be honest, everyone kind of is there like running their own race the majority of the time. Because when the cameras aren't on, you're kept separate from the other team. So we had this alliance with the villains of all people, Sid and Ash, but they never did anything to backstab us or that we're aware of anyway. And then, yeah, there was definitely just that rivalry with a few of the teams, like Tom and Tyler. They just kept on winning everything, and that was just, like, frustrating. And us two gay men who were probably at a similar fitness level, we're just like, I just want to beat the straight footy boys.
Did you guys think you would actually win?
We went back and forth, mate, to be honest. There were days we were like, we can definitely win this. Like, we've got this in the bag. Then other days when we were like, we just can't beat the other teams. We wanted to beat Tommy and Tyler so bad, but we wanted to win. I've never wanted anything more in my life. Like, it literally took me back to growing up as a little gay boy, feeling like I wasn't good enough. We both sort of feel like we've been the underdogs their entire life. So it was almost like a bit of a pipe dream, to be honest, but we just wanted it so damn bad. And then the closer and closer and closer it got, we thought, oh my God, like, we could actually win this. We just stayed positive, didn't give up. So many times we thought it was all over and done with, but we were like, we have to do this, not just for ourselves, not just for each other, but for our, like, gay family and for our LGBTQI family. We're going to make all of them proud and show them that, yeah, like, two gay guys can come and win this thing.
It's one thing to feel that way when you're in the moment and experiencing it all, but now that you're back in reality, you stepped away from the show, you're living your lives and doing what you do, what's it like now when you kind of look at the balance of that and see the reality of being reality TV stars and winners as well, and a gay couple?
To be honest, it's still a little bit mind-blowing, even like the being noticed in the streets and that sort of stuff is a little bit of, takes a bit of time to get used to, but we've actually received like so much positive stuff. Like, there's been a few, like, hateful sort of comments being referred to as, like, pedophiles and things like that. but 90% of comments online and that have just been so amazing. Like, these, like, young guys saying, like, you guys gave me the confidence to come out to my family. I've suffered with depression over coming to terms with my sexuality, and you guys have shown me that, like, it's normal, like we've almost normalised being in a gay relationship.
It must be really nice to know that being together and just being you guys and being a part of the show and fulfilling that dream of yours just provides some positivity for someone else out there in Australia or the world.
1,000%, mate. Like, literally getting on this show, the first thing we said were like, let's just be ourselves. If we can make a few people laugh and smile and give them the courage just to be themselves, we've won at the end of the day. If we can make one little gay boy or girl out there, make him feel maybe I'm not as different as I think I am. Maybe there is my soulmates out there waiting for me. And so we're just so excited to get onto it. And it just doesn't feel real, but looking back on it, we'll go down. It's hands down the greatest thing we've ever done. And hopefully we can inspire a few people along the way as well.
Have you got any big plans for the Christmas and New Year?
Not really yet, to be honest, mate. Normal Christmas, New Year is just like with the family, and then we got up to Port Stephens where we got married. Yeah, normally like up to Port Stephens where we got married and things like that. But yeah, this year we've just moved to Coogee, and we kind of want to do something fun in Sydney, I think. A perfect Chrissy for us is literally just bevies on the beach with our family and friends, and that's when we're the happiest, when we're like with our family and friends on the beach. That's a perfect Aussie Christmas for us.
Sounds like a dream to me.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.